Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our friends at the Lutheran Witness have updates from an LCMS summit with our partner churches. So we're going to hand the mic over to our friends from the Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Roy Askins.
Greetings. I'm Roy Askins, executive editor of the Lutheran Witness. And I'm here in Wittenberg at the International Church Relations Conference, which we call the ICRC. This conference brings together folks with, this brings together LCMS folks with representatives from around 40 international partner church bodies of the LCMS to study together and learn how best we can serve and support one another. Today, I have the great privilege of talking with Bishop Helmut Paul, Bishop of the Free Evangelical Lutheran Synod in South Africa. How are you doing, Bishop Paul?
Yeah, doing good. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. I do have a quick question, actually, before we get into the interview. The Free Evangelical Lutheran Synod in South Africa, is there an abbreviation that we can use very easily, or do we need to use the full title?
FELCISA is good.
FELCISA. Excellent. Excellent. First question, can you tell us a little bit about the history of FELCISA? Tell us a little bit about the history of your church.
Yes. So the history goes back to, I'd say, the initiative of the Mission Society in Germany from Hermannsburg, the two brothers, Louis and Theodor Harms, especially Louis Harms, sending over missionaries and also settlers. And yeah, so it then spread out into the country. We currently then have, well, it started in 1892 with two congregations. And then in, yeah, currently we've got 19 congregations, 20 congregations, 20 pastors active, retired pastors serving and helping out, one helping out at the seminary in Pretoria.
A quick question. So did the two brothers, when they came to do mission work, was that around 1892? When did they come to South Africa?
Yeah, so they came to South Africa in 1850.
Okay.
So shortly after that, various ships been sent out, missionaries and also settlers to accompany them, help them with a lifestyle displaying Christian life, and the missionaries then working amongst the people.
Amongst people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the first churches you said were, is that 1892 or maybe I heard that wrong?
Yeah, the synod was formed in 1892.
Okay.
And two congregations forming and then other congregations joining in, and first in the rural areas, and then I'd say 1960s, 70s, moving into cities as the congregations then spread out, people seeking work elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's leading to now various congregations, mostly on the eastern side of South Africa, and northeastern, and then only one congregation in Cape Town.
Okay. And so you have, you said 19 congregations, a seminary, 19 or 20 congregations?
20 congregations.
20 congregations and a seminary. How many men do you have studying in your seminary right now?
So at the seminary from the FELCISA, currently no student. We have one student studying in Oberursel in Germany, completing his studies. He'll, God willing, be ready to start his vicarage at the beginning of April next year. Currently, we've got 20 students, 20, 25 at the Lutheran Theological Seminary in Pretoria, or Tswane as it's called. It is a combined effort between the churches, Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, LCSA, and the FELCISA, and also part of the mission work from Germany, Lutherische Kirchenmission. It is a tripartite effort, to do the work at the seminary.
You brought up these other Lutheran church bodies in South Africa. Can you tell us a little bit about these? When we were talking a little bit earlier in the week, you had told me a little bit about some of these other Lutheran church bodies that FELCISA is involved with. Can you talk to us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, we have close ties with them, a lot of partnership and collaboration. They we are in full fellowship with one another. And especially amongst the leadership and the pastors, there is a lot of interaction. Even the congregations, they form partnerships and helping and supporting one another. Many of the congregations exist right next to each other. The Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, ministering in isiZulu and in Tswana. and the Falsisa in German, English, and in Afrikaans. So there's no overlap in terms of the language. And yet in, mostly working together amongst the pastors, there's a good relationship between them. There was a joint conference between these two church bodies, the pastors of these church bodies in 2018, and then again in 2023, where we looked at working better together, maybe joint mission or church planting, and see where we can support projects that congregations would like to start. So very happy to see that development. And so that's the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. We also work jointly together in the Mission of Lutheran Churches, MLC, where we then have joint efforts in terms of mission projects, working in support of the church in Malawi. There's a Lutheran church asking for help in terms of teaching their pastors. So that happens twice a year, that pastors from the Falsisa are sent to Malawi, and that work is supported by the MLC, Mission of Lutheran Churches, and also mission work in Mozambique. Yeah, and then the joint effort at the seminary links up well in terms of working together.
So it seems, and this is probably particularly helpful for our listeners, that these churches are kind of separated along language lines, linguistic lines. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they also, in terms of culture, a bit different. So we try to have joint services at times. At the moment, the cooperation is well and good in terms of the pastors, but on a congregational level, the language does seem to present a bit of a problem. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of these challenges that the Falsisa faces. What are some, as you kind of see it and look to, we might say, both challenges and opportunities of Falsisa, what do you see in the future?
Yeah, so the church is quite small in number, and that is then always difficult to have the right amount of pastors serving and congregations available to take a pastor. So to have that balance always right is a difficulty. We have just recently, some of our pastors now went into retirement, and suddenly there's a vacancy that is to be filled. And yet we are grateful for, the work of the Mission of Lutheran Churches, always presenting opportunity to do church planting and to work with different mission projects. We have a new church plant project in Belito area that's right on the coast, in collaboration with the Mission of Lutheran Churches. So I think that's a good opportunity. And yet we are, I would say, new in terms of trying to start a congregation where there's not already enough people ready there and saying, listen, help us. We are a group of people. There is a congregation. Please send a pastor. In the past, it usually went that way around, mm-hmm. that people would move to an area and then form a group and then ask and establish a congregation and then call a pastor, where this is now more initiative from church leadership to identify an area where there are some Lutherans and try to have them then form part of the nucleus of that congregation and that project. But the right way to proceed is a challenge. The seminary is a really great opportunity to not only serve churches in South Africa, Lutheran churches, but beyond that in Africa. A lot of students in the past have been able to do their training at the seminary. So that continues to be a great platform to form and shape and develop young men. So that is an area, I think, where there's good opportunity to form and shape people to serve not only in South Africa, but beyond.
Can you give us, once again, the name of the seminary there?
So Lutheran Theological Seminary in Tswane. That's Tswane. The city, Pretoria, it used to be called, but it's Tswane.
So you're here in Wittenberg with us, meeting with international partner churches that you guys are affiliated with the LCMS. What is the benefit for this conference for you as the bishop of Falsisa, but then also what can you take from this conference back to share with your congregations there in South Africa?
I'd say the great opportunity here is the brotherly support, to see that as we serve in various countries, there's a lot of overlap in terms of the challenges and in terms of the problems, and having church leaders then come together, talking about various topics, and then seeing how we've got many problems and at the same time so similar, to learn from their wisdom and their experience and to share with one another, and then to worship and pray together, to have that also shape our time here, the prayer.
With about 30 seconds left, can you give us something that our folks in St. Louis and listening over the internet might pray for Falcisa?
Yeah, pray for the Falcisa to remain faithful. We have received a lot and a great heritage, and to continue in that Lutheran confession, and to continue to receive, but not simply to receive, to give, to have that be shared with the people where we are placed. So please pray for that. Also pray for the mission of Lutheran churches, the mission work, for the projects, gracious, various, orphanage, and for the seminary, to have us see the opportunities that we do have in reaching out and sharing this beautiful gospel that we've got in the Lutheran Church.
Thank you very much for your time, Bishop Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to our friend, Pastor Roy Askins, Executive Editor of the Lutheran Witness, for sharing the story with us today. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.